you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, before we start today's show, we got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Promescent and their incredible Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. The average woman takes almost 20 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes to climax. What do you do with all that in between time?
Twiddle your thumbs also is an option.
Twiddle your thumbs? Read an audiobook. Who knows what you're going to do? I say close that gap. Close that sexual gap and use the Promescent Delay Spray. You will pleasure your partner that much better. Better sex for both of you guys means a better, longer-lasting relationship. They have other products as well. So just go onto their website, which is promescent.com. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Once again, that is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's head. Kills them like O.J. Simpson a quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Yeah, dude, we gave out cocaine to everybody in this crowd before the show.
Yeah.
What, they are wired.
Getting fucking wild.
What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're live. It's Monday. We're here at the Stan Comedy Club. I'm Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
What the fuck is up, everybody? I'm going to say I feel particularly good about this episode because Lewis really brought it in his warm-up act.
I did.
He did bring it.
I did.
He did bring it, for
sure. I fucking went for it deep and hard.
If you don't know, the people listening at home, Lewis warms up the crowd for Legion of Skanks every week, but he doesn't like tell jokes or talk to them. He just rushes in like a madman and chants and bangs into people.
He knocks over their pizzas, their drinks. He breaks furniture.
Yeah. If you come to see the show live and you order a pizza, I recommend you order two. Because Lewis is going to wreck your first pizza.
The staff's uneasy and nervous.
Were you guys not fucking pumped up for my warm-up? They love it. They love it.
Everybody, buddy. How about it for the reigning and defending Ellis Mania champ, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez.
I am fucking pumped. This is a great crowd right now.
Did you just make a horse noise?
I am very excited, Jay.
Lewis was just snorting a bunch of ivermectin backstage.
Joe Rogan told me it would make me better. Get in there, Joe Rogan.
It just makes you
our guests, everybody, tonight, star of stage and screen, most notably my favorite from the movie Keanu. You know him from the roast battle and a sexually charged roast with Yamanika.
Yeah, big
one of the
bitch.
Best. Everybody, the hilarious Jamar Neighbors.
What's
we
up,
have
niggas?
Black friends. We have black friends. We have black friends. We have black friends.
Talk some shit now, Twitter.
right here, live in the flesh.
Paul, can you grab us an ashtray, please?
Yeah, Jamar, tell them how not racist we've been to you this whole time.
They've been good to me. Niggas! Let's get a wave. Whoa! Right.
This crowd's amped up. That's what we get for playing Limp Bizkit before the show.
By the way, the crowd didn't know how to react to Jamar calling them the N-word. They were like,
No, they loved it. They're anointed.
Our crowd is the only group of white people who tell a black guy that's our word.
That white guy is eating pizza with a pitchfork. Damn. I love this crowd.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the crowds have been fucking great lately.
Packed.
And honestly, it's a higher caliber of audience member because I found out that they charge these people for tickets.
Bananas.
It should never be news to the performers that they're charging people.
You guys are all supposed to get in for free, every one of you. I swear to God.
I thought that was the thing.
That was the thing. It was free. Legion of Skanks was supposed to be free. And then somewhere along the line, they just started charging you fucking suckers. And I remember it was weird because we went from being sold out week to it being like half capacity out of nowhere.
I'm not mad that these suckers are paying. I'm mad that these suckers aren't getting paid.
Yeah. Yeah, the crowd loves us. They loves us.
No, you're
they
not getting paid.
$5 love us. Now,
that's fucked up.
This isn't considered a paid show, I guess. But the crowd has to pay.
The crowd does have to pay.
Now, what do they pay?
Well, our audience just assumed they were paying to not get their vaccination status checked. But no.
It's a little pay. They thought they were getting a little bribe. Hey, just look the other way.
I was vaccinated by Mr. Andrew Jackson.
What's the ticket cost? How much? $10.
$10.
We're not worth that.
Crazy.
Is that what it is? You have to put in promo code Skanks and then it's free? Oh, it's not the club. It's not the club ripping our fans off. It's us not promoting it the right way.
Use promo code Legion, idiots.
Oh, well.
Whoa, all right. Topic number one was supposed to be being furious at the stand. Turns out we're just dumb.
Let me scratch off, where's my money, faggots?
Okay. I guess we're not going to do the burn down the stand bit we had planned.
Yeah. Okay.
Yikes.
This is awkward because I doused the club in gasoline.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure we were going to do this bit.
Listen, I have to go let the waitress out of my trunk. I will be right back.
We really wrote some checks before we found out if we could cash them.
Is it mandatory to be vaccinated down here?
Not yet.
Well, so they had a month. So it... Hold on. Don't worry. I'll explain it.
Wait, are you guys spraying yourselves with vaccine? What was that sound?
So basically, it is in effect, but it's not being enforced yet. So there was like this grace period where they're like, you have to have your vaccine. But they also go, but no one's going to do nothing about it. So everyone's like, okay. So meaning like nothing's happened yet.
Well, then you tell me, what better time in the world for a Snoochie Boochie's pre-roll?
Snoochie Boochie!
Jay and Silent Bob, Snoochie Boochie's pre-roll.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if you're vaccinated, you're a fucking loser, and you should fucking...
You're vaccinated, Lewis.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're
a fucking loser.
No, you told me the other day you are.
No, shut the fuck up, Jay. Shut the fuck up.
You got it.
If you're a fucking faggot sellout, you believe this fucking horseshit that the government sells you, you fucking losers, over my fucking dead body will I get vaccinated. Hell no, we won't vax. Hell no,
we won't vax. Hell no, we won't vax. By the way, for all you people who are pro-vaccine who are like, this is so offensive,
dumbass,
what Lewis is saying, it is the vaccine talking.
It is
so
the vaccine talking.
So that's actually, the vaccine has poisoned his brain, and he believes he's not vaccinated.
The vaccine put a hole in
Lewis's
brain right where he remembers getting the vaccine.
Gotcha, bitches. Yeah, it's your own dumb vaccine.
Yeah, I'm about to turn into a 28 days later zombie.
Snoochie
Those
Boochies?
Those are the scariest ones. They run at
you. Wait, let me give it to you. Snoochie Boochies?
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know.
Snoochie Boochies.
Yeah.
What is the Snoochie Boochie thing?
I don't know. That was
You're
my dream.
You're such a fucking boomer, dude.
Right?
Weed isn't cool. We get you only started smoking 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm getting good at it.
It's embarrassing, dude.
I'm getting so good at it.
I lost my voice for moshing somehow.
What?
I lost my voice for moshing somehow.
Oh, well, there's someone's replacement pizza. Good, good.
Did I knock over their pizza, really?
You knocked over so much shit.
By the way, look how hot this fucking bitch is. Holy shit. Oh, my God. God bless your soul, sir. This guy is a fucking junkie music producer. Look at him. There's not,
that was a lot.
There's no way he got this hot chick without producing.
That was a lot to lay on him. God bless you, sir. Your bitch is so hot.
Lewis is great at like confusing some dude where he's like, is he talking shit or complimenting me?
Oh my God, I would murder you to fuck your chick. Anyway.
No, dude, but if you look at him, he has to be like a music producer or something. There's no way that this guy
does something cool.
He does something cool.
Yeah.
He has the earring of a porn star, though.
I'd say the jail time. She likes him dangerous.
No. This guy does some shit in the industry. I guarantee it. There's no way his bitch is that hot.
No, I think her dad just fucking touched her ass or something.
I like Jay's guess because he didn't go like crazy over the top. Just touched her ass.
Not crazy. You know? He was a little grabby when she became a teenager.
Inappropriate, not
criminal.
Sir,
can I have some dramatic music? Sir.
There
just
it is.
Give us 5 to 10 minutes for this music to kick in.
We have to fire and hire another intern in order to get this done.
I will remember.
That's not dramatic music. That's sad.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Sad music from.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Yeah, that was good.
Is
that's
dramatic.
Dramatic
music. Wait a minute.
Bobby always comes in 10 minutes later with Aerosmith.
I mean, this isn't dramatic. This is like if we're waiting to be like in a get a hand job at a massage parlor.
But
like I'm lying there. I was like, all right, is this a jerk off place or is this a regular massage place? I don't know. Okay, that would be better.
Good.
No, but that's not. I'm asking. All right, listen.
Uh-huh.
Stop. I liked where you're going.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
This is like, imagine we are on a reality dating show.
Am I the only one who's starting to like this music? Pretty good.
No. But I'm about to ask him if he's going to give her the rose or not.
It's Dawson's Creek.
This is a little bit better. Thank you. Okay, this is better.
This is perfect.
Sir. What is...
Come with me if you want to live.
I can't save your girl, but there'll be girls on the other side. Just
if
come
my
with
death,
me, dude.
If my death brings freedom to the next generation, then so be it. Freedom!
Sir. What
take
is?
My hand. I will not let you go. Brother.
You've worked way too hard, way too long for this. Sir, what is your occupation?
I'm a designer.
You're a designer.
When you look at that designer in the trenches next to you, and you know someone has to call the textile company because it's summer skirt season, and you look in that man's eyes and you know he's got your back.
Oh, Jesus.
That was, pause it for a second because we could just do this bit for the rest of the show.
The rest of the show if you want.
But Jay got so engaged in his bit. This is what was going on. This is an interesting little fucking boomer proving that he's not a real pothead moment.
Right.
He got so engaged.
Grow up.
He just kept on tapping the joint.
Until half of it came out.
Until half of the fucking joint came out. It's down to...
Snoochie boochies.
He just kept on snoochie booching it right in the fucking ashtray.
Let's scoop it back in.
Oh, my God, Jay. That was a goddamn nightmare.
Snoochie boochies, dude.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Oh, like a glove.
You're a designer. This guy's been gay the whole time.
The whole goddamn time.
That's his
bro.
Best friend.
What do you guys fucking talk about fall fashions? I mean, this guy.
You must be. Are you a famous designer? Are you known? Are you known in the designer world? No. You're an open mic designer.
Oh, he's a graphic designer.
Oh, a graphic designer. Oh, I thought you made her dress. He's a graphic.
Dude, graphic designer has such a range of how successful or not successful you could be. Like you could.
This guy's got an iPhone.
Like, yeah, you could be like, I designed billboards, or I designed Zach Amico's flyer for his next show. Like,
both of them are pretty sick, though.
No, I'm saying the Zach Amico guy makes millions. Yeah.
God bless you, sir. Your fucking chick's mad hot. I'm very proud of her. Are you a fan of the Legion of Saints podcast, or you just ended up here? Oh, she is. Oh, wow. Oh. I was going to say,
hey, hot bitch. Thank you for your patronage.
I was gonna say marry her, but then I was like, no, that's not a good idea.
No. If there's a guy who... his chick is convinced to come to our show, marry her. But if there's a chick who convinces you to come to this show, keep your options open.
You don't know.
Something's wrong with this one. I don't know.
What if she convinces him to come to this show sexually? She's like, I will only fuck you to the Legion of Skanks podcast. She's Hispanic, too. She's like, I will only fuck you, papi, the Legion of Skanks podcast.
If you want to have sex with me... First things first, you gotta come see this podcast. And if you think it's too racy, then I can't be with you.
Then I'm not gonna let you take care of my babies.
You can no longer be a padre to my niñas. You're too much of a beta queer.
What type of girl gets their guy into the Legion of Skanks?
What type of guy works in fashion and isn't gay? Mm-hmm. Snoochie Boochies, dude.
Snoochie Boochies. It happens sometimes.
Fixed it.
It happens sometimes where, like, there's a girl who's a fan of the show and the husband's not or the guy's not.
It happens a lot.
I know. It's weird. Like, what happened? Do you like it so far, sir? Or are you like, this is awful. I hate this. He hates it.
It's all about him.
The worst.
It's all about him.
The worst. The worst is the guy that doesn't know how to behave when it is his girl who's into the show, and she's excited to meet like after a stand-up show, and then the guy's just kind of like, "Yeah, it's pretty good, I guess. I don't care." Like they really have to like hold their ground.
Yeah, it's always like a thing where like the chick's like, "Oh my god, I was like huge fan. So glad to come out. You were amazing." Blah blah blah, and the guy's like. Not bad.
Yeah, like pretty good stuff. Keep trying.
like, all right.
Real quick, guys, let's talk about one of our incredible sponsors, which is BetterHelp. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, and BetterHelp, they really are an incredible way to get counseling online. It's done so much easier. You don't have to go.
Let's say you're a Dominican girl who's been raped by most of her family. BetterHelp would really probably
theoretically in that completely random scenario.
Yeah.
I'd suggest going to BetterHelp.
Yeah, why not?
You want somebody to talk to, not your family members.
Yeah, I mean, your family, clearly you can't talk to.
Family, untrustworthy, I'd say.
Yeah. Your family, now steer clear.
Yeah, but BetterHelp makes it easy. It's affordable. It's faster. It's more convenient. Yeah, there's no sitting in traffic.
And it's not like this is for everybody. It's not just some Dominican who was raped as a child. No. You might just be struggling with day-to-day things.
Yes, it's not a crisis line. This
pretty much, if
self-help.
If you find any of our jokes hilarious, you probably need some type of help.
Yeah, you really do need some type of help.
And there's the conversation for your first sesh. Why did I laugh so hard at this horrible thing?
That was just a sad, sad part of this ad read. Look, go right now to BetterHelp.
Put down that razor.
No. Keep going with that razor.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. If you listen to me, we're talking to you.
Go across ways, because it sends a message, but it's not going to kill you.
Right now, go to BetterHelp.com/LOS to join over 100 million. Everyone on Earth has been on BetterHelp.
Yeah. You're the last asshole who hasn't joined yet, jerk off. What do you need to see? You need help.
And would you believe me when I tell you that 1 trillion people have benefited from BetterHelp?
1 bazillion people have tried BetterHelp today. No, go to betterhelp.com/LOS to join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. There are new testimonials from users that are posted daily, and there are so many people that are using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So right now, go to betterhelp.com/LOS. That's betterhelp.com/LOS to save 10% off your first month. Okay, where were we?
Well, look, there's a lot going on right now in the world of comedy. I mean, do we want to talk about this comedian overdose?
That was what you just heard was Lewis's conscience.
Do we want to talk about
comedians?
Little voice in Lewis's head. Dude, come on, things. Man.
Come no, on, somebody else. I have no conscience. I'm not making fun of it. Why would you make fun of something like that? Fuck you, Dave. You're a terrible person.
Damn, Dave, you're a terrible person.
I was saying,
I don't even know what the topic is.
Let's have a moment of silence.
You turn Italian? A moment of silence.
No, yeah, four comedians went down. Three passed away. One in, I think she's okay, right?
I don't know.
Rest in peace, Fuquan Johnson.
Yeah.
Woo!
Fucking crazy.
Was he your friend?
Huh?
Was he your boy?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I was hanging out with him like 3 days ago, not doing anything.
Right.
You know? But I was hanging out with him like 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's
and
horrible,
Kate's my
dude.
Friend. But them other two motherfuckers, I don't know. Fuck them.
Fuck that. Just put those two? Fuck them. Idiots.
Good so riddance to everyone else in the story.
The Kate one is alive but not doing good? Or what's the
Yeah, I think
status
she's in
the
ICU.
Ah, shit.
Just yeah. Lewis, no more coke, dude. No
what,
more.
Me?
Ever.
Nope.
No more.
No. I'm saying
no.
No
more selling it either,
no, I'm saying
man.
No, comma, more coke.
No. No
right now, coke. Let's fucking party. I'm not a bitch. Dude, there's no way
more.
Another comedian's going to get a bad batch of coke. We're in the clear.
That is
it's
true.
A game of numbers, baby boy. Playing, let's go.
Yeah, Lewis is playing the law of averages. Yeah, it probably will not. You're right.
There's not going to be another group of comedians that get a bad batch of coke. I mean, if you're in another industry, I'd say
Omar from The Wire just died of cocaine, too.
Yeah.
Fentanyl. Michael the silent killer.
Isn't fentanyl is like a fucking downer, right? Like it's like some heroin
it's like,
site
yeah,
type
I think
shit.
It's just like 100 times the power of heroin. So the problem is like a little bit on your fingertip could kill you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I feel like it being mixing, it just seems to me, I don't fucking know, but I feel like mixing like a powerful downer with cocaine is probably like the worst thing for your fucking body you could do.
Like, is it like a prank? Is it like the worst Ashton Kutcher show ever? Like, why is it ever done? Is it like,
oh man, this cocaine's making me feel really sick. And then you look up the block and Ashton Kutcher's running at you. You're
yeah.
like, shit, I'm gonna die.
He's wearing a trucker hat. Oh, your friends are all dead from fentanyl overdose, you idiot.
Oh, wow, that's wild.
Oh, damn, get this on camera. Oh, but whoa.
That's fucked up. But like, what is it like how people would put razor blades in Halloween candy? Like, is that's what it is?
No, I think it's used just to cut it. I think it's
no,
just...
they're not using fentanyl to cut cocaine. That's crazy.
They right. use it to like stretch it to make it more potent,
right.
But
it's too potent.
Well, it's again, too. It's like you're mixing powder in with powder, so you don't know. Like one batch might have all the fentanyl, and another batch might just be cocaine. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Someone's like, "All right," has a big bag of fentanyl, and they're like, "I'm just gonna sprinkle a little bit." Chew. Ah shit.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah, shit. We gotta go sell bag this. Of cocaine going.
Whoops.
Little bit of fentanyl. A little bit of fentanyl, a little bit of fentanyl. It's just probably mixed into the whole thing.
Wait, did I put fentanyl in this one already? Probably not.
He goes, oh man, I got to stop doing this fentanyl before I mix in this fentanyl.
I keep wondering how long it took to fucking kick in that it was bad because everyone did it.
So apparently what I'm hearing is that they were all four together and then one of them took a little bit and then she didn't feel very well so she went to go lay down. And then when she woke up...
So everyone was like, more coke for us! Yes!
Let's do a lot!
Yeah, and then when she woke up, I heard that like, she couldn't like feel her legs or something like that. And then so she called for help. And then when the person who came over to help came over, it's all three dead bodies.
Everybody else
like,
was
in
dead.
The kitchen.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa. Oh, so that was Kate.
Huh?
Kate called for help?
Yeah.
Wow. So they they stayed up doing a bunch more of it and fucking all.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
That's what my sources say. But,
whoa.
Yeah, damn, don't trust Reddit, man. Them niggas be saying shit.
you got all your information.
I'll tell you who's really gotten dragged through the mud through this whole thing. Hootie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
right. They keep mentioning Hootie because they used to
Why was he even involved? TMZ are such pieces of shit. They write this fucking article and they're like, "Who?" And by the way,
I think
this
it's
guy.
His place or something.
She used to be dating, anyway. Who she's not dating anymore.
I think she lived like in his place or it was her place, but it was like.
Dude,
his
I want to be that rich that I can give a girl that I casually dated one of my homes.
Yeah, right?
That's some fucking.
And she kill herself in it?
And the blowfish money.
Yeah, that's some hold my hand cash.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna love you.
Yeah, I hope they all. Yeah, I hope Kate gets better, man. She's a sweetheart.
No, yeah, sweet hoe.
No, I said sweetheart.
Oh, I thought you said she's a sweet hoe.
How
I was
dare
like, wow.
You, Lewis.
I would never disrespect Kate. Like,
God damn, Jamar.
How dare you, Lewis?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Selective ass hearing, man.
See ya, Lewis. No more coke for you ever, dude.
No more coke for you ever, Jay.
Okay.
Okay.
But now
wait,
I feel like.
Wait, seriously, dude, we're not doing any more coke? Jay, you gave up so easy.
Oh, I'm so stressed up with this conversation. I gotta do some coke.
Give me my fucking head, dude.
No more coke for you, Lewis.
I'll be right
no more
back.
Coke for you, Jay. Okay. That was my ace in the hole.
I need some coke.
Shit.
Hold on. I have to go to the bathroom 6 more times during this show.
Yeah.
That is awful, dude. Shit.
Yeah. Horrible.
Well,
horrible.
Well, can we come up with a list of comedians that we would have rather die instead of...
Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's do it.
Is that okay? Can we got to...
Sure.
I feel like that's all we can do at this point.
Can we get some in memoriam music, please?
Some more dramatic music?
Look around your heart, pretty baby. Is it something that you hope to see?
Wrong situation.
Right home in the road to me.
That's also the worst coke music ever. Imagine having to listen to Hootie and the Blowfish. Or even worse, having to do coke with Darius Rucker and listen to Hootie and the Blowfish stories.
Oh, my God. One time we were on tour with Collective Soul. You couldn't believe all the 40-year-old single moms out there hoping to suck our dicks. The Black Crows once told me.
Who is Hootie in the Blowfish?
You don't mean that.
You know some Hootie.
Who is Hootie? Is there a person named Hootie?
Are you so black that you don't know that the black guy who's the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish is called Hootie? And then every black guy for a decade that was sort of white acting after him, they called Hootie?
Yeah, we called...
I'm so black that...
We called Obama Hootie for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm so black that when you said, like, bring up a song, I was going to start singing End of the Road by Boyz II Men. Crossroads by Bones and Thugs.
Girl, I miss you so much.
I feel like when Lewis said, he was so white that we called Obama Hootie for the first few years, Jamar was going to say, who's Obama?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The president guy?
You don't remember? Yeah, I mean, he had
we
like,
called him Baraki.
What was it?
No, the big thing, it was a pop rock band.
Was it? No, letter,
and the lead singer
cry?
Was black, was so that's that was
and
a
And that's
big,
Darius. Yeah.
Both of you guys talk at the same time more. Go.
Okay.
Good. Hootie and the Blowfish was the band.
What's their hit?
Let Her Cry.
They had like
and Hold My
one.
Hand. Hold My
Hand. Hold My Hand was
Sing
a big
it.
One.
Those were both on. The things that he said to Kate the night she OD'd.
Oh, Lewis.
What?
Oh, Lewis.
What? We're not telling jokes? We already fucking said a heartfelt thing.
Oh, Lewis.
We did a heartfelt thing first.
Yes, but
I love you, Kate.
You go, my homie. They go, get better, Kate. Now, let's have some fun.
Get well soon. I like Kate. She's hot.
She is hot.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, can we pull up a list of Hootie and the Blowfish songs?
Just bring up Hold My Hand. That's the hit.
All right, maybe we shouldn't play the songs, though, because then we'll get copyright
Yeah, we
stricken.
Can't really play the songs.
Just pull up the list of songs.
You know what? Put it up on karaoke. Me and Lewis will sing it.
We'll sing it right now.
Oh,
can somebody bring the speaker into Kate's hospital room right now and we'll serenade her?
Oh, my God. We'll bring her back
don't
to
be
life.
An asshole, Jamar. We're being a fucking... What are you doing for her?
That's nothing, man.
That's a nice thing that we're doing.
Look, I was just trying to fuck. I was trying to fuck the whole time. It's my relationship with Kate.
Right. you're still hanging on for it?
Like, oh, please come out of that ICU.
Get better soon. Get better soon. My dick's harder than a motherfucker.
I bet you she's listening right now. We can serenade her with some fucking Hootie and the Blowfish.
Totally.
I bet it would make her feel better.
Oh, don't say blow. Don't say blow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hootie and the Crackfish.
The room.
Let Her Cry, Hold My Hand.
We don't need this. Karaoke of Hold My Hand. Oh, no. Only Want to Be With You.
Oh, that was the big one. That was the biggest
one. Well, I don't really want to be with her right now. I mean, she's in the ICU.
Well, now's the time.
You don't like them sleep?
I mean, my favorite Hootie and the Blowfish song is Let Her Cry, and I also think it's the most appropriate one.
It's the best.
Right now. That was that was actually a real good song.
No, Let Her Cry.
With a little love.
I completely non-ironically actually really like that song.
I like all the Hootie songs.
I haven't heard none of these songs.
Yes, right, have.
We're going to sing one right now.
I bet
go.
You educate me.
I bet you'll remember these.
Let Her Cry. Let's go.
All right.
This is for Kate Quigley.
Shit. This is a sad one.
My good friend.
I mean, I don't even know if I can hit these
you
notes.
You can do it, dude. You got it.
I don't know. This is tough, dude. I mean, Darius Rucker's the singer. She's sitting alone by a lamppost. Trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind.
Woo!
She said, Dad's the one I love most. But stops not far behind.
Nope.
Never lets me in, only tells me where she's been. When she's had too much to drink.
Now it's getting real.
Oh God.
I say that I don't care, I just run my hands through her dark hair. And I
blonde
pray to God you gotta help me fly away. Jamar, come on.
I don't wait.
Let her cry. Everyone.
I'm probably not going to get into this.
If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow, let her be. Let her be. Nothing on that?
Come on, Jamar.
I think
great
the next verse.
Song.
I think the next verse.
I know this.
I think on the next verse you're gonna
Jamar,
pick it
you're
up.
Doing the next verse. You got this, all Jamar. Right.
This morning I woke up alone, found a note sitting by the phone, saying, "Baby, maybe I'll be back someday."
Nailing it!
You nailed it!
Wanted to look for you. You walked in, I didn't know just what it was. So I sat back down and I had a beer, felt sorry.
Oh,
for
everybody, let her cry.
Oh, I do know this song.
If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing.
Oh, this Hootie.
If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow, let her be. Now here's where it really picks up. Yeah, this is what they call the bridge / crescendo.
Come on, everyone at the hospital, sing it loud.
Nurses, orderlies. Last night I tried to leave. Cried so much I could not believe she was the same girl I fell in love with long ago. She went in the back to get high.
Oh Lord.
I sat down on my couch and cried, yelling, "Whoa, mama, please help me. Won't you hold my hand and let her cry? If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her go."
So good.
"Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow, let her be. Let her cry. If her tears fall down like rain, let her sing."
Look at him nailing the fucking harmony.
"If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow, let her be. Let her be.
Let her be."
Get well, Kate Quigley.
Kate K. I was
just now her heart monitor stopped.
That was all. She was only living for that. I heard that was her will to live right there. She goes, oh, they did it? Shit. I thought, I made a deal with God. If the skanks ever sing me, let her cry. I'll happily go into the next orbit.
I still didn't know what the fuck that song was.
Are you saying but we should probably do Hold My Hand?
No, I thought it was going to be that song. Down on a rock and roll.
That's a great song, too.
Is that Hootie?
No, that's Dobie Gray.
Oh, rest in peace, Dobie Gray. Is he
or
dead?
Uncle Cracker.
I think so.
Uncle Cracker?
He also did it.
Oh, okay.
Well,
two white guys.
That is
right now the doctor is talking to Kate's parents like, we tried a highly experimental procedure. And it didn't work.
We took a kaboom box and we put it right next to her bed and blasted the Legion of Skanks to the Hootie.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, dude, honestly, get well, Kate.
Yeah, I'm glad, honestly, I'm God, that song's probably going to be what sends her back to coke.
Yeah.
She's going to come out and be like, what the fuck was that? Dude, I got to get loose. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our longtime sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks, and of course, that is Blue Chew. Hard dicks. We love them.
You heard that thud?
Blue Chew is
Jay, did you hear that thud?
Oh, slam it again, dude.
I'll do it again.
Oh, my God.
That was
that
my
thing
hard
is chock full of Blue Chew chewable
crock,
right there.
Dude. I took three Blue Chews before the show started. I'm rock hard.
Oh, my God, dude. You're going to fucking... All right. I'm worried about your dick being too hard now. What if it breaks through the skin, dude? It's just all muscle.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Do you feel that? Hold on, Jay.
I do.
I'm inside of Jay's asshole right now.
No, you're
Jay,
not.
Jay, I see.
You're touching my arm. Hang on a second, guys. Give me 2 seconds. I'll do this ad in a second. Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, my. Jeez Louise. It's
fucking throbbing, right?
Oh,
you like that? You like that?
Oh,
Lord. Dude, try to do the ad while I'm in your mouth.
Try to what?
Try to do the ad while I'm in your mouth.
Okay. You fucking
dirty slut.
No awkward conversation. You're waiting in line to pharmacy.
I'm fucking his mouth right now.
You don't like swallowing pills? I get it. No problems here. Blue Chew has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's chewable, so it gets into your bloodstream. God damn, my mouth hurts. Oh, that was a real fucking jaw stretcher, bro.
I know. Thank you, Blue Chew.
I can't explain anymore. Get that extra confidence you need to perform. Go to bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. Also, at Legion of Skanks, of course, we have a deal for you. You go to try Blue Chew free right now and use the promo code Legion at checkout. You only pay $5 shipping. Bluechew.com, promo code Legion, to get your first month for free.
Thank you,
Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast.
I can't believe you guys really did that for the ad.
No, watch. I'll do it again for a second.
I'm going to hit him in the back of his throat right now.
Never touched my cheeks. Swear to God. Never touched my cheeks, Dave. I'm fucking badass.
You guys want him to stop recording?
Yeah. You guys want to party a little bit? Fuck this shit.
Well.
I'm going to London. I'm going to England and the UK all together soon.
What a wasted phone call.
Ooh, white bitches.
Wait, actually, let's do plugs real quick.
Okay.
Let's do plugs, because I want to plug my London date.
Sick.
Two shows. 7:30 shows almost sold out. We just added a 9:30 show.
You're not going to let Jamar do his verse, nope. I guess.
One night only. London, England. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake himself. I'm coming, baby. October 5th, Tuesday night. City Comedy Club, grab your tickets at lewisofskanks.com. I want to sell that shit out. I'm warming up for Bisping a few days after that, but I'm getting there a day early.
You're going to miss Slipknot, dude.
No, dude, I'm seeing Slipknot on the Tuesday when I get back.
All right.
Pussy. Jamar, sorry, I'll do my other plugs after you go.
What?
I was rude.
What am I supposed to be doing? Plugging some
your
shit?
Plugs. Yeah.
Oh, yo, I be doing NFT art.
Do not ask him what the N stands for.
What? Yeah, and I'm good. Hit me up for that link, OpenSea. Oh, and I'm in a new house party movie coming out next July.
No shit. Who's in it?
Me.
Is Kid and Play involved?
They're like cameos.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's some good shit.
That's
but
they got
like
cool.
like hella cameo heavy. It's like LeBron James shit. Like it's cool shit.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. I love House Party. I even like House Party 2.
Yeah, House Party 2 was actually better than House Party 1 to me. I don't know.
House Party 3.
Got shaky. With Immature with the
Class Act though. I was okay with most kids.
Class Act was decent.
Yeah. I as a kid loved Class Act, loved House Party 1 and 2. I have no memory of the third one.
It's not good.
But
it was like a promotional vehicle movies. For like TLC and shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember the movies at all.
They were just fun.
Yeah.
Just fun
it was
movies.
A good time. Yeah.
Dude, remember Christopher Reed? He did stand up, huh? Remember him?
Yeah, for when I first started, actually, he came around a few times to the Laugh House in Philly. Yeah. Kid from Kid and Play.
Nice.
It's kind of fun.
I thought he just said Christopher Reeve wrong and I didn't correct him.
No, Reed.
I was like, okay, so whatever.
He was weirdly enough, he was a writer on fucking Real Time with Bill Maher for a long time. Yeah. Kid from Kid and Play.
Nice.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, I think he appeared on the show, too.
Like, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple other things I got coming up, guys. LewisGangs.com. Jay hates the fact that I'm stealing the plugs.
Well, Jamar even gave his social media.
He did give his plugs. He gave his plugs.
@Jamar_neighbors. There. Hit it, Luis.
Then.
Hit it, Luis.
September 16th, The Depraved returns to the Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's going to be myself, Adrian Appalucci, Derek Gaines, Zach Amico, Mike Cannon, Louis Cass. The lineup is fucking bananas. It's going to be so much fun. It's the dirtiest comedy show in the entire fucking world. Then September 25th, I'm going to be at Soul Joel's. There's two shows in one night. Little Skankfest preview with a bunch of comedians. Joseph Ryan put the show together with bunch of great comics. So come out if you're near Soul Joel's. And then I'm going down to Austin, Texas, September 30th through October 2nd. Live Real Ass Podcast on Thursday. And then stand-up shows on Friday and Saturday. Get all of those tickets at lewisofskanks.com.
Hell yeah.
Right now.
Hell yeah.
Davey?
Oh, just part of the problem at Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. That's all.
Nice. I'm all over the road, everybody. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, Charlotte, North Carolina. Moon Tower Festival coming after that. Miami with me and Ari Shaffir and Justin Silver doing a whole weekend in Miami at the Improv. Portland. I got nonstop gigs coming up for the rest of the year. So BigJComedy.com. Of course, Bonfire. On SiriusXM Faction Talk 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Also available anywhere you get podcasts, Tuesday through Friday, brand new episodes of the Bonfire Podcast on Spotify, app, iTunes, wherever you get your downloads from. And the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, speaking of Gas Digital, make sure you guys go subscribe.
The worst. I also do the worst here at the stand. Nah, it's my fault. I do the worst here at the stand first Tuesday of every month. Check it out. Louis J. Gomez on the next one.
Oh, shit. When's the date on that?
I forget.
I'll be there. So, also, guys, if you love the show, you can subscribe directly at GasDigitalNetwork.com. We're going to be giving away Skankfest passes to subscribers. Use the promo code LOS. You get a 7-day free trial. You get the all-access membership. You get access to all the shows we've ever done since the beginning of the show. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else on the internet. Real Ass Podcast, Part of the Problem, SDR Show, Believe You Me, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, returning with me and my sister very soon. It's going to be thank you. Thank you very much for the Gomez Watches Seinfeld
fans. Oh, that's
fans.
Coming back?
It's coming back, baby. My sister's moving a block from me, literally a block away.
Really?
And yeah, so now she needs help paying the rent. So she's like, can we do the podcast again?
You were able. Lewis had to bring a podcast back by negotiating with Janice E. Gomez.
Yeah, I did. She's actually doing a podcast with your ex-wife called Fat Moms.
Sick.
Wait, is that a joke or is that
swear to God, her and Carla. Yeah,
I just went for a second. I went, way to really throw Carla and your sister under the bus.
They're doing a podcast called Dumb Stupid Pig Bitches. Dumb Whore Sluts.
I'm in the middle of a divorce right now, so she's fine.
That was part of the divorce. We had to give her a podcast.
She's cool.
But yeah, guys, subscribe to Gas Digital.
I'm going to tell her, you want to be on Gas Digital. Don't fuck me in court.
Oh, we can negotiate. We can negotiate that, doggy.
God damn right.
I got you. You know I got your back. But yeah, make sure you guys edit that all out, guys, for the core transcripts. So make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. What we're going to do is we're going to pick a subscriber every single week for the month of October using the promo code LOS to win a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest. Then we're also going to give away, well, I haven't figured out the contest yet, but I'm going to figure it out. We're going to give away an all-access, all-expenses-paid trip to Houston for Skankfest as well. It's going to be pretty fucking dope. We got some ideas in the works, so stay tuned for all of those things. Keep on supporting Legion of Skanks Live twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We're,
Lewis.
We're under 2 months away.
We're 2 months away from yesterday. Skankfest kicks the fuck off. Are you kidding me? Fucking kidding me?
When's our official 10-year anniversary? September? I think it's this month.
Is it?
Well, you guys have been fucking for 12.
I think
but officially
this, I think
dating.
It's this month.
10-year anniversary of Legion of Skanks is this month.
No
by the way,
way.
Some,
no
I,
way.
I,
we'll
we
do
been
a
10-year
anniversary.
For 10 years?
Yeah, dude. Nuts. I don't even know what the subject is, Lewis. But the fact that I'm blown away, it says the website is www.bbc.com/news/technology. I'm now blown away to realize that the BBC doesn't stand for Big Black Cock.
No.
Boo!
The British Broadcasting
BBC.com
Company,
BBC.com
right?
was not taken by Big Black Cocks.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's British people.
Well, if anything should be a reparation, that's it. Give black people BBC.com back. I believe in justice.
Can we talk about... This is just kind of a fun... I don't even know what this is. I thought this would be just a fun topic to talk about. McDonald's unofficially reveals what Grimace is supposed to be. I don't know. I haven't read the article. I don't know what Grimace is. Can you pull up a picture of Grimace? Everyone doesn't know McDonald. He's a big purpley guy that's shaped like Big J. And
not exactly. I got your back, bro.
Pull up a picture of, or a video of Grimace.
It's going to really hurt.
There
he is. Damn it. It's way closer than I thought. I didn't realize those pecker legs came off of that big middle.
Now, you guys might have just thought this was a Big J silhouette. Well, I have no... Can we take any guesses as to what Grimace is supposed to be?
Why is there a little
McDonald's? I got a lot of guesses. I'm going to say first a black guy's teardrops.
It's true.
Black guy's teardrops.
They tried to put...
I remember. That's the first bit from Live at Webster Hall.
An overripe eggplant.
I thought it was their patties after 100 days.
I think he's pretending to do hands up, don't shoot while he reaches for a gun with the other hand.
Oh, wow. Look, he's making a finger gun with the bottom hand.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, let's see. What
Guess
is he?
What? Grimace is strapped.
Does Grimace... I don't think Grimace has a voice, Jay.
But that would be the
Grimace
voice.
No, Grimace
has talked. It does.
Hold on. Does Grimace have a voice?
I feel like it sounded like that. Say
no.
it again.
I don't know if I'm nailing
If he
the
doesn't,
voice.
That would have convinced me that that's exactly what he sounded
it's
like.
It's possible, but Grimace does have a voice.
He does look like that black guy who was selling cigarettes outside of that deli.
Mike Brown.
The original I Can't Breathe guy that
he
we
does.
All forgot about. We don't talk about that
he
guy.
Does. He does have a Mike Brown thing about him.
No, not Mike Brown. No, it was the guy selling cigarettes.
No, Mike Brown.
Island.
It was a guard.
He looked like
we're all Mike Brown.
So by that logic, he was Mike Brown.
Just
but
so
it
was,
was
no, no. The Hamburglar looked like Mike Brown. Wait, what?
There's a Donald Trump Grimace commercial.
There
you
please, let's say
Perfect.
It.
Oh, we're gonna need that.
Dave's two heroes.
You're lazy.
Finally, they meet. This is like fucking Pacino and De Niro in Heat for Dave.
I don't know.
All right, let's give it a shot.
I don't even know if they were both there. They might not have been able to get them both there. It might have just been trick photography. Can't get these guys in the same room. What's wrong? Snoochie Boochies didn't hit you hard?
No, Snoochie Boochies hit me okay, but I got blunt wraps That's here. Bad. I'll roll a blunt. We can get crazy down here.
All right, everyone's had a good laugh, but seriously, let's hear what they have to say.
What do these guys say? But they got some
I don't
good
know
ideas.
How you do it. I put together some really impressive deals, but this thing you've pulled off, it's amazing.
A big and tasty for just a dollar?
Hey, Mr. Trump, socialized medicine is for faggots. You pay for your own insurance and you eat that burger.
Got a buck. Hey, Grimace doesn't talk, doggy.
He didn't there.
Grimace does not talk. I've never seen Grimace talk once ever in my life.
He was intimidated by the great Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump was there, dude. What are you going to do? He's nervous. There's got to be something where Grimace talks.
What is it?
In the cartoon? Is there a McDonald's cartoon? Oh, my God. We have some fat audience members. You got, by the way. Thank you. Did you guys see Waitress just scope me out just now? Did everyone see that?
I don't think anyone saw that.
She's been fucking... Dude, I'll tell you now, since I've gotten in better shape, Waitresses have been fucking eye-fucking me. Like, whoa.
Can I say something, buddy? Can I say something to you as buddy to buddy here?
What?
Welcome to the world of fucking jean shorts.
Shorts.
You've been going hard with those.
Shorts.
I'm all about it, dude.
All day.
You never know when a Pantera cover band is going to break out. And you got to lead sing that shit.
Can we please see Grimace talking, please? Because then I can maybe make a decision as to what he is.
But there's an announcement, so there is for sure.
They've officially.
Is there an article saying what he is?
Yes. Okay. Yes, so we will find out by today. We will definitively know what Grimace is by the end of today's show.
This is big. This is big.
This is a big fucking deal, guys.
Miss, please stop looking at your phone and look up. This is big.
Who's looking at our phone? Is there a woman back there? We need to
activate. Lewis, you don't even see women anymore.
I don't even see women. I'm in love. Aw.
She's not.
Not with my girlfriend, with this other chick.
Oh, my girlfriend's fun, but...
Girlfriend's okay,
this
but...
This girl I met in Illinois is, wow, everything I want to choose.
Not with my girlfriend, with this other chick. Her husband's a dick, but she's pretty cool.
Her gay graphic designer husband sucks, but...
But she knows what I love. She's a big fan. Thank God he works in fashion all day.
Can we would see never have time another... Over. Can we see Grimace talking?
You know what I was thinking? Let's see Grimace talking. I think Alex has a clip. Alex?
Let's see. That's Kamala the Ugandan giant.
It is.
Oh, it's a bunch of Grimaces.
So he's a Samoan, clearly.
This is racist. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. I don't care what this is. This is a racist commercial. Is this black people outside of a McDonald's that's opening?
Let me tell you what I hate. They're clearly making him black, yet they're purple. Which couldn't be more racist. Oh, look, and the fucking Weekenders.
Yeah.
Here they come. Oh, look how cool we are. We hung out with tribes people. Yeah, we're
but
good
Africa
people.
Don't look like that. It's all bright and shit.
The wild thornberries?
What? Is Grimace just an African? Is that what it is?
Dude, that's fucked up. Is Grimace just a fucking Watutsu?
Look, I don't care what they're saying he is. He was an African.
I escaped genocide on a steamboat.
Oh, I know him right there. I know him, the third one.
Appropriation.
First of all, Ronald McDonald is just blackface. Look at him. What is that?
By the way, Ronald McDonald, why is his hair all meth addict?
That's crazy. I didn't even know this cartoon existed. Was it drawn? It looks like they're Rugrats.
Fucking artists. Ronald McDonald looks like Bubbles from The Wire.
What's he? Oh, you had the voice right though.
Does he have like, oh, young Grimace?
Hey, hey, I'm from Africa. Want to eat a lion?
He's a fucking. He's a retarded African.
There really is. There really is one voice for fat cartoons.
Boys, it harder.
That's gonna be my cause, dude. I'm sticking up for fat cartoons. Give them regular voices.
Hello. We're going to sacrifice our daughter to the gods. We shaved off her clit with a rock.
What a rock.
Her blood is our elixir. We are purified under the goddess's eyes.
We kidnapped a 10-year-old girl from a neighboring tribe, and we're going to rape her.
Nobody has AIDS now. If we hide from fire, it can't hurt us.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was Jennifer Hudson. The fifth one from the left was Jennifer Hudson.
All right, what is Grimace? Do we know? Bobby?
No guesses? Still.
Let me know. Wait, do we have any other guesses?
I don't have any other guesses.
So,
black dude, an African?
If the commercial...
fat, retarded African black dude.
African,
that's my guess.
A retarded
African.
I just mean not just like a black dude, like an American black dude, like a real African fat retard.
Like the guy, hold on, like in Coming to America, before the king would enter, the guy who would sing.
That guy. Yeah.
That's my guess.
That's my guess.
He's the guy who sings before an African king enters a room.
Yeah. I think we got it. Do we even need a check?
Yeah. That is Mbutu. He's retarded. Just be cool.
Here's the thing. If we go by the cartoon, which I had no idea there was a McDonald's cartoon, Gomez watches a McDonald's cartoon coming soon to the Gas Digital Network. But going by that,
I had no idea there was a cartoon, but now I understand the obesity epidemic.
He's an alien from some sort of like
African tribal planet.
Okay, have you ever fucking seen Wakanda?
Louis, Wakanda was in Africa. We just couldn't see it because we're white.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It's like how you can't hear Jimmy, you can listen to Jimmy.
Yeah, I think it's what it is.
Wakanda's a real place.
I think Wakanda's in Africa, but you couldn't see it.
I just love that Louis called it Wakandu.
Oh.
Racist. I mean, am I wrong about that? I thought Wakanda's there, just white people can't see it.
Am I wrong about that?
I've been saying that
That's
a lot.
What you took from the movie.
I took the movie. I was like, wow, I can never see Wakanda because I'm white. I want to. I'm an ally.
I believe in it.
Yeah. I want to see your technology, but they're like, no. Sorry, dude. Circumstantially.
Sorry, Whitey.
Sorry, Whitey. You're cool and all, but.
Yeah, Africa's not diverse enough for me.
That's
South Africa
fucking
is.
Super woke.
What is Grimace officially, Bobby? Bates also unofficially revealed that Grimace, one of McDonald's Happy Meal characters, is in fact a taste bud. He's an enormous taste bud, but a taste bud nonetheless.
Dude, all right, let me tell you.
Oh, so he's a gigger. They were acting black.
Dude, this is what happened. He was some horribly racist shit, and now in the age of woke, they're like, he was a taste bud. Totally. That's what we were doing with that African dance.
Yeah.
It was a taste bud thing.
This crazy
right?
explanation makes more sense than a racist black thing.
He's like, because like in the 60s, they dropped off like hundreds of hamburgers in Africa, and they watched the tribes people go crazy. They were like, a grimace. That's what we'll call them.
Yeah.
They're grimaces.
You got to see the cutting room floor of those namings. Fucking Ooga Booga was one. Diabetes, the purple triangle. A little wordy.
And Akon.
Yeah. He was called Sickle Cell.
One-eyed, no-job, flying purple people eater.
Grimace loves hamburgers and hates paying child support.
This is a delightful show.
I approve.
We have black friends.
We have black friends. We have black friends.
Can we do this, Louis, right here? Because I want to ask Jamar, because I value his opinion. We started the show before we went live. Limp Bizkit was playing. Louis was running around all crazy. Got him all hype white boy excited. All weekend, I've been in a real circle of listening to Everlast side projects, because I have said very vocally that Everlast, to me, coolest white guy ever. But as in my top five coolest black dudes ever, Jamar, where you stand on my Mount Rushmore of cool black dudes, what is your list of five coolest white guys?
Eminem.
Right out of the gates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eminem.
I thought we're just going to let him name.
Well, I think we should have a debate over, but he can still name.
Well, we
his.
Can. Let's let Jamar name what his starting are, and then see if we can persuade him.
Yeah, we can give some arguments.
That someone else is going. You better have Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. in there. Come on, dude. That guy rocked.
If you don't have Everlast, I'm going to be upset, and I have a real argument.
I don't even think he knows who Everlast is.
Aren't those like a pair of boxing gloves?
Yes.
Oh, the House of Pain guy.
Or is that, okay, you got Eminem.
Like Jay loves a speed bag, I think. And
yeah, the coolest black guy ever, boxing shorts.
The first thing Jay said to me today when I saw him was, I've been listening to a lot of Everlast side projects.
And dude, they're fucking
awesome. He's a white guy. Why would he be the coolest white guy if he was black?
Oh, I missed that part. I'm like...
Eminem...
That's how cool black guys are?
Eminem had like a whole beef thing with him.
Yeah.
Eminem wrecked his shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, he fucking destroyed him.
It's all the time you're from. You're more an Eminem fan than an Everlast fan. So the younger guy won to you because he was your guy.
Dude, if Everlast...
Dude, are you crazy? Jay, do you think that Everlast beat Eminem in a rap battle?
If Everlast was here right now with us, he would agree with me that Eminem fucking
wrecked his shit. Bullshit. And then Machine Gun Kelly went at Eminem for the same thing, being old. It's the same thing. Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly turned... He got rapped right out of fucking rap music.
Yeah, Machine Gun... Eminem destroyed Machine Gun Kelly so bad that Machine Gun Kelly is now a Netflix actor.
He's just pop punk now.
He just went, all right, I'm going to go bang Megan Fox.
Literally, he just fucking...
This is bullshit.
Also, Megan Fox is sort of like whatever for Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly should be able to get... You insulted Eminem for being old and then went and banged a hot chick from Eminem's day.
Yeah. But also, Machine Gun Kelly is like, he does pop punk now. He does like fucking guitar.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly's a herb bitch. Fuck him.
Rob.
I don't know why I got a problem with Machine Gun Kelly, but.
Robin Thicke.
Don't come at Eminem ever.
We're dissing all the people that we're more likely to meet.
I'm still thinking about it. Robin Thicke.
No.
Yeah, what's
from
he did that
one song?
Because he did that song with Lil Wayne. And once you fuck with Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne is my people.
Well, his logic is airtight.
All right, yep. That's two. Keep arguing, and then I'll think of the other three.
Okay, all right.
Oh, who was the second one?
Robin say Everlast, but you don't know who he is.
Robin Thicke.
Dan Soder's argument is always white chocolate Jason Williams from the Sacramento Kings.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know who he is.
He was fun to
watch. I was
going to
say Steph Curry, but...
Jason Williams, it's not a bad choice.
I gotta tell you, Jay, and I'm just being honest with you, I don't know about these side projects. I really liked House of Pain.
Yeah.
I thought they were great.
They're great.
I don't think Everlast is making anyone's top five coolest white guys.
Still cool.
Yeah, he was.
Still cool right now.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But top five?
Don't take my word for it, Bobby. Go on YouTube.
Hold on. Jay, you're trying to make this a Mount Rushmore, which, by the way, is four. But still, we'll make it top five.
Sure.
Top five, that's a tough list.
The Legion of Skanks, we're coming up with a Mount Rushmore of white men.
It's about time Mount Rushmore had some white faces on it.
Finally. Finally, someone with the balls to do it. A new white Mount Rushmore.
Iggy Azalea.
Bobby. Bobby, bring up World's End. It's War Porn Industries, it's called.
I got one more.
Keep
arguing with each other. I got one more.
Iggy Azalea.
I'm not going to count Iggy Azalea.
I'm not going to count her.
No, there's cooler people than Iggy Azalea.
But she fucked Playboy Cardi, and that's a nigga.
He's the second verse, Bobby.
With an A, not an E-R. Hello.
Well, both.
No, earlier. You got to go when it's first
starts. Who you talking to?
He's the coolest white guy. Go ahead.
Oh, and Drake.
Show Lewis how cool he is.
What are we playing? What is this?
Well, not him. Go past that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right here. Come on. He's the coolest. He loves scarves like me. He wears hoodies and shorts like me.
It looks like Wigger Santa Claus.
Shut your mouth, Lewis. Wigger He's so Santa cool.
Jay, this is not helping your case.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, y'all.
You dress exactly alike. He's so cool.
You look like David Tell.
He's not cool.
Fuck you, Lewis.
Why is this six-year-old guy in a fucking skate park in an abandoned building? Get out of here, old man. We're trying to skateboard.
Nope. He's trying to lay down some fucking lyrics on your ass.
Get your whack-ass old man rap out of our skate park, you fucking old herb.
Everlast is Everlast is like, officer, officer, I own the place. I'm just trying to make it look cool.
God, Everlast stinks.
He's number one. Number one coolest white guy.
I'll say that right now. Korn is cooler than Everlast.
Close.
And Korn sucks.
Call Jonathan Davis on the phone so Lewis can tell him again.
I will tell him to his face once again.
Oh, and George Zimmerman. Yeah.
That's number five?
Because he wanted to fight DMX in the shit. So that was cool. After he did what he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He killed.
I'll back this shit up in the ring. That's what he said.
And I'll fight. He was going to fight DMX.
And I'll fuck DMX up too.
That is some real ass shit right there. You're right. That's four. We have, so for your list of coolest white people are Eminem, Robin Thicke, Iggy Azalea, George Zimmerman.
No. That needs some tweaking for sure.
Oh. Right, listen, this is Jamar's list. We can try to convince him, but he gets the final say.
I don't know, Big J.
Oh. He put you on, dude.
You see those tattoos? Don't fuck it around. No. Like, fuck it.
Dude, you beat Everlast.
Because I don't know.
No. That list should be Everlast, me, Iggy Azalea, George Zimmerman.
That is the obvious pick.
Also, weirdly, Big J looks like a cross between George Zimmerman and Iggy Azalea.
with a sprinkle of Everlast.
Pull them both up.
Who the fuck is Everlast?
No, I wish I had Iggy Azalea ass. I wouldn't have to tie this belt so tight.
Oh, yeah. Iggy Azalea and George Zimmerman name, had a kid. It would be Big J Okerson.
Everlast rules. You guys are
Here's
gay.
Iggy.
I'm not against him.
Oh, he's yeah.
Oh, I see it now.
Jason, my son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, my style.
Big J, we did a cartoon. Me and Dave did a short cartoon thing, and Big J did the voice of George Zimmerman.
Did I?
Yeah.
For real?
You don't remember this?
No, I remember the cartoon. I just don't remember being George Zimmerman.
He was a superhero. His name was Zimmerman.
Oh. You remember the thing that...
Zimmerman? Like, what kind of shit did
so
he do?
So it was about a team of superheroes.
Me and Lewis were his neighborhoods, clearly.
They were a team of superheroes comprising of O.J. Simpson.
Adolf Hitler.
George Zimmerman.
Osama bin Laden.
George Zimmerman was the...
George Zimmerman was the only one who didn't really have superpowers. Yeah. He was just pretending to have superpowers on the team.
Yeah. He controlled the neighborhood watch of every community in the country.
It was an alternate universe where everything that they did turned out to be for really good motivations. Like, the Twin Towers were evil robots that were going to kill the country. Yeah.
So Osama
had to take them out, and he's a huge patriot. Me and Lewis were sure this was going to be the thing that broke us.
Dude, hold on. It didn't work out. I ended up in one of the Wayans brothers' mansions pitching this to them at one point.
Well, listen, Mr. Wayans and Mr. Wayans. So
listen,
what I'm thinking
Mr. Wayans is...
So, Mr. Wayans is, I'm a big fan of all 12 of you.
Hey, listen, could you guys put the white chick's makeup on so I'm more comfortable?
I brought the Legion of Skanks script around to a lot of networks, and they were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're welcome, guys.
Did you say the Twin Towers were robots?
They were robots.
They were going to take out the country.
Justin Bieber was evil Jew robots.
That's why Hitler had to kill them all. Like, everyone was justified in what they did.
Was Justin Bieber somebody?
Justin Bieber was one of
them. Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber was in there, too. We just threw him in for fun.
And put him honorable number six, by the way.
Just pull up the one scene with Osama and the robots. It was bad. It wasn't good.
Forgive the animation and the writing.
The animation was good. It just wasn't mixed well. The audio wasn't good.
Jamar, if you're wondering, did I invest in this at ground level? I sure did.
You sure did. Big J paid to make this short.
I did.
Never went anywhere. But we tried.
Didn't have Final Cut necessarily.
Who'd you guys pitch it to?
We pitched it to a few people. The Wayanses.
Seven of the 12 Wayanses.
And what did Sean Wayans say?
They were like, we like this. We and then they never got back to me.
He did it as Homie the Clown, though. That was the weird part.
he had a sock with Homie Don't Play That.
Yeah, he hit Lewis with a sock and said, Homie Don't Play That.
World is falling to pieces out there. Get your heads out of your asses.
Mr. Bieber, you're absolutely right. We should be protecting
soda.
I do everything for America.
That's whoever Lewis was dating.
Stupid.
Yes, don't run!
team. Please report to my chambers immediately.
All right, we got it.
And so did a lot of work.
Oh, boy. Now you're in trouble.
That's Big J Zimmerman.
Yay.
That's Big J Zimmerman.
It was about 90% Dan Soder.
It was all Dan Soder's voice work.
Man, that shit brilliant, man. Yeah.
I thought it had snubbed real potential.
Snubbed by Hollywood yet again.
Did you guys pitch it to Adult Swim? That shit is tight.
We pitched it to a few people. It just never materialized.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck. What are you going to do?
Is Fred Durst on your cool white guy list or no? He's divisive.
He wears hat backwards, but like...
He's divisive, for sure.
That's cool. But he's not cooler than these motherfuckers right here.
George Zimmerman is cooler than fucking...
yeah, because you know that George Zimmerman is about that life if he had to.
Sure. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know if Fred Durst...
He's willing to pull the trigger, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Fred Durst might be all bullshit.
Yeah. And I don't approve of Trayvon Martin's death, but he did what he did if he had to do it.
Those Skittles could have been a gun.
Yeah, sure can.
No, Trayvon.
You never seen a rainbow looking gun? Bitch, give me some water. Let me get that water off you.
Taste the rainbow.
It's past that. Can you put this in a brown paper bag, please?
It's P. Diddy water, dude.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which, of course, is Fume. Everyone knows by now Fume is the natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go. Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and no chemicals added, just Coors.
But it does satiates the oral fixation of smoking.
Well, yeah, Jay, because they have Coors filled only with the benefits of super plants.
That's I got right. something else that'll satiate your oral fixation. Jay, here, take my dick in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
He's sucking my cock through his head.
Hang on, dude. Hang on. Hang on. I'm going to try to throw it. Ready? Here we go.
For those of you just listening, Lewis actually put a fume on the tip of his dick. And then fucked Jay's
mouth. I put the core inside of my dick hole.
Lewis,
I sucked it out.
Lewis got some Canadian-made wood for me.
You guys want me to stop recording?
Yeah, Lewis's dick is for allergy relief, but not relaxation.
Well, anyway. I've used the Conquer Cores a bunch. They've helped me cut back on vaping a bunch. Really good for quitting smoking, quitting vaping. And like you said, they have stuff for allergy relief and relaxation and all of that. Go check it out. You can learn more about them and see the entire like program and all their products at breathefume.com/legion.
Spell it for him, Dave.
Okay, sure, no problem. BREATHEFUM.com/legion.
It's fume like Motley Crue.
Yes. Is it umlaut?
Yeah. Breathe fume.
Fume.
Girls, girls.
Well,
girls.
Hold on. If there's an umlaut, it would be foom.
Yeah, breathe.
Is there an umlaut?
No, but there should be. I think there might be on the logo.
Yeah.
So it's foom.
Yeah, Motley Foom.
An umlaut phonetically is foom. I know this because I'm a fan.
I didn't major in linguistics at Bronx County Community College.
Breathefoom.com.
Breathe foom. It's breathefoom.com/legion. BREATHEFUM. Leave that E off. /legion. And you'll save 10%. Right now, off your order. Breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today. All right, where were we?
Can we talk about this this Facebook thing?
What Facebook?
What's the Facebook
thing? I don't really even know the story, but it's racist as hell.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It just reads, Facebook mistakenly labels black men primates.
Okay.
All right. I ain't no fucking monkey. I'm a man. College educated.
It's just tough because that's the same thing the monkey said last week. So we gotta. There's no way.
Blacks are people. Blacks are people. Blacks are people.
Tell them Martin Luther King didn't march for this shit.
He didn't. He had an Uber. He was just riding around like y'all. Y'all.
All right.
Y'all,
I will admit that just reading the headline, it doesn't sound good for Facebook.
It doesn't.
But I'm willing to hear Facebook's side of the story.
Look, either way, Facebook is being nominated for Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Okay, that's fair.
But we'll see what happens. So, what is this story, Bobby? Do we have any more information?
Can I say this? Facial recognition is racist.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Watch this. Come here, my nigga. Right here. Come here, bro. You right here.
No way. It's not gonna use.
Oh, dude, if it does. No way.
No way.
No way.
You guys look nothing alike.
It don't matter.
No way. No way.
No. No, that's not real.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
No way.
Black people's phones are completely unsecure.
Close it.
No, it wasn't for me.
Nope.
Hey, Lewis, you're finally white.
Hold on, let me try to black. let me try to black up my face.
Will work.
Oh,
shit. Do the crip walk now.
Wait, hold on. Are you fucking with us or is that real?
My man.
Quincy. No, hold on, can we get another black person?
Okay.
Nope.
Is there another one here?
Lewis, the answer is no, we can't.
My man, he got glasses on. Okay, wait. He has glasses on. He has glasses on. Come here right quick, my man. Right.
Lewis, watch.
I'm just surprised we have more than one black person here. We have black friends.
We have black friends.
No way. No way.
Come here, King. Let me.
Oh, this is gonna work?
Yeah.
No way.
Fuck you, Steve Jobs. With your stank-ass pancreas.
And
to be fair, Jamar just said that because his last name is Jobs.
He didn't even know he worked for Apple.
What? You mocking me with your last name, motherfucker?
My real last name is unemployment, if anybody else. All right.
Wow.
Get some more of this water.
Wow, systemic racism is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Oh, fuck.
You know what?
That's wild.
Yeah, I can't believe facial recognition.
Well, what's the story with Facebook? Do we know?
It was like after a video of a bunch of black guys talking about...
Paul, why do they make you tell this?
Because I brought the story.
Paul's like, I'm the expert on racism.
But it was like a
take
watch
take it from a Tennessee
next.
Guy.
So after a video of a couple black guys talking, it was like, watch next, or you want to see more videos of primates? So
oh, it was like, if you like this video,
yeah,
you'll
yeah,
also
exactly.
like
yeah.
this primate wow. eating a mango with his foot.
Exactly.
Wow.
Hey, man. First and foremost, I just want to say shout out to all black people watching this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fuck racism. We some kings.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck racism. I will say that. We really mean that.
I gotta say it. I have a huge black fan base.
There you go.
I can't lose them.
And if you enjoyed that speech, you might enjoy this video of primates.
People who enjoy this video also have enjoyed Jane Goodall.
Teaching me how to read. That's fucked up, man. At least I'm educated and y'all not.
Here's the yellow bus goes.
Racism can be fun.
Oh man.
Yeah, my love is podcast.
Jamar Neighbors rules. Is it you have the video, Bobby?
Is there a video or not?
Not a video. The
primary. No, it was just Paul's opportunity to shine.
It's an article.
Thanks, Paul. Great. Is there like a screen grab or something to prove it? It's just some guy on the internet said something, and it made it all the way here to the
Sick.
Legion of Skanks. Facebook apologizes as AI labels black men primates.
Aren't we all primates technically?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dave, no, hold on. Dave was just trying to say all lives matter in his own way. Just so you know.
I was trying to say, why do we have to make this thing just about black people?
I'm going
to
read this.
We all get shot by the cops.
I'm going to read it, Bobby. Bring it up. Here we go. Facebook told Big Black Cock News it was clearly an unacceptable error.
Whoa!
Disabled the system and launched an investigation. We apologize to anyone who...
It's so funny that they have to apologize on behalf of their robot who fucked up. Like, it's all an algorithm that did this, right? So they have to be like...
Well, the robot had a different opinion. Yeah. He's like, I'll never say sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
They look like monkeys, yeah. I tell you.
They're less than human.
I mean, come on, people. We all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Seriously, you're going to pretend like you don't see it.
There's a couple of good ones, but for the most part...
I mean, I'm sure some of them are fine, but I don't want them dating my daughter.
They stay with their own. We stay with our own. Everyone's fine.
I'm not saying they should be hurt, but, you know, stay in your area and I'll stay in mine.
I'll throw some water on that goddamn robot. Fuck your circuits up. Fucking around with my people.
I knew it. A black guy would ruin me. Shutting down. Go back to Africa.
Jay. Stupid.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
heard. That's one of the funniest things that's been said on the show in a long time. Keep seeing videos about primates.
Yo, dude.
That's fucked up.
Y'all making me want to drop out all my gymnastics class I'll be taking.
This is
I ain't gonna rock climbing no more.
Wait, what was the actual video about? Go back to that, Bobby.
Jamar, I guess you're gonna cancel your American Ninja Warrior audition.
Bruh, I was gonna breeze through that.
I'll tell you what. It is funny when they say a place where it is odd to see black people hanging out. Like, white man calls cops on black men at marina. Like, what are you guys doing? I mean, for real though.
Come on, man. What are you thinking, to buy a boat?
I think they would call the cops on me at a marina.
Can we see the video of the white man calling the cops on the black guy at the marina? I just want to watch that right now.
If I didn't know Jay and I saw him at a marina, I'd have 9-1 dialed on
my phone.
Alrighty, I'd be holding that other one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
Jay?
Sure.
No way. I think he'd be, I would think that he's going to perform at a heavy metal cruise.
Yeah.
Which is likely happening.
Yeah. You guys ready to fucking rock the pontoon this year?
Yeah, I would love to watch that video.
There's no video.
That's why I got off Facebook. Video.
Hold on, let's see.
Well, this is the perfect guy.
Let's see. Can we get some volume?
Wait, this is the primate video?
This is the one that they suggested a primate for. Hold on. Can we rewind it and put volume on, because I don't hear anything.
Primates don't got braids.
Bobby, let's throw the tape and let's throw some little fucking volume on it, everybody.
Let's go with some volume.
Let's take it away, Bobby, from the beginning.
Wait, you know, whoa. Maybe we should ask the audience if they want to do volume or no volume. Maybe
you guys want volume?
Wait.
Do you guys want no volume?
They want volume. Hey, the audience has spoken. I didn't give a shit.
Volume by a hair.
Let's mix it up. Let's throw some volume on this shit. Bobby, take it away. Bobby, throw the video.
What are you going to do to me? Oh, yeah?
Back up. Why are you in space? Back up.
Keep it on camera.
Back it up.
Water, relax. What is wrong with you?
No one's in the water. Relax.
I've been down here my whole life. I live here.
I live
on a dock.
You go, sir, that is not the brag you think it is. Yeah.
I live on these docks.
This is all I have.
I've been in a houseboat since 86. Oh, yeah?
Back up. Why are you in space? Back up.
Keep it on camera.
Back it up.
I'm being harassed by a bunch of black men here.
Wow.
Pause it.
That had a lot of hatred in the...
I'm not going to fault the guy for being descriptive.
One black person can feel like a lot of black people for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a bunch of black guys here.
Well, two black guys at the docks. It's a lot of black guys at the docks.
What? He's pretty aggressive for the guy calling the cops.
This is too far. Jamar said, I got to go. This is too much. He's like, never again. Not this shit.
That was it.
He's going to visit. He's running to the hospital to visit Kate quickly right now. He's running. All right. Not really, though. All right. He's going to the bathroom, guys.
He's gone? Okay. I totally get where this guy's coming from. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
He's getting harassed.
Why are you at a marina near my very expensive boat?
I live here.
Hold on. Yeah, get this all out before Jamar gets back. I mean, come on. This black guy's near his boat. What is he doing?
What are you here to steal my worms? Leave me alone.
Come on, dude.
I'm trying to live on a boat.
This here's my bait.
We don't have black friends. We don't have black friends. Thank God he's gone. Come on, guys.
Hey,
we can be ourselves.
Hey, one of the other black guys in the crowd, get into his phone real quick. Let's tweet some stuff. You could tweet anything you want from Jamar Neighbor's account. This is your one opportunity. I don't know, read his emails? Damn it. Too quick.
Hi,
any black guy here could have gotten
Jamar's phone. What y'all say about me, man, when
nothing.
I was gone? I'll
be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I was trying to convince the other black people here to get into your phone and tweet stuff.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want. Shit.
Yeah.
So wait, can continue with the video.
Bobby, throw back to the video.
Y'all want to see some crazy shit?
Wow.
Is this your police department?
He called the wrong number.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is this 912?
He goes, no, this is.
I apologize.
This is Jim Shrimp Shack.
119.
Oh. All right. I'll have a large order of fried shrimp.
Can I show you guys some shit real quick? Just super quick.
Sure.
Locked.
Oh, no way. No way.
No way. No way. No way. No way.
Shut up.
Black baby. Black baby opened up the phone.
Fucking baby.
Wait, hold on. How have enough black people not complained yet about this?
Black baby looks like he did something wrong. What'd I do? What?
You're telling me if I bring black baby with me, I can get into any black man's phone on this planet.
Wow.
Try.
Well, I'm gonna wait till you're sleeping like Debo on Friday and really get in there. I'm really gonna sneak through the window.
First of all, you're not gonna get anywhere near a black man with a baby.
Oh, Lewis, that's too far.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Too far.
As soon as he sees that baby, he's a.
Bobby, throw back to the clip.
I have people trying to put a boat in the water. That is illegal.
Boat down here. I have legal right to put my boat in the water. They do not.
Why don't they?
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, why are we bothering you, bro?
What's your name, sir?
You have life?
We weren't going to put the boat in the water. You don't know that.
I'll tell you right now, this is the best video from the black people's perspective ever, where he's literally going, there are black people, and I'm trying to put my boat, and they go, sir, what seems to be the problem? Like, they couldn't be more like, you're like, I don't think they required this.
Hey, pay attention. Be funny.
We're hanging out. How do you know that?
Fly.
Hey, Jay, that robot thing was great, but it was like 10 seconds ago.
Come on,
get it together.
Again. Be funny.
Came down here to sit on a boat in the parking lot, apparently.
Yeah, but how do you know we're putting in the water? How do you know that?
How does it cut to this?
I bet whatever this guy's name is, it ends like in a Y, like a nickname, like his name's Scotty or something.
Can I say right now, it sounded like he actually had a legitimate complaint.
What was his complaint? I don't understand this.
I mean, is this the primate video?
This is the video that suggests afterwards, do you want to watch more videos of primates?
But that's not really racist because they don't show the black guy at all. So that's not like...
Well, I have a feeling we're getting to the black guy's part.
Yeah, I think it's
coming
up.
Man, this nigga start eating a banana.
You're going back to the bathroom.
No, this is a different video.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, what the problem is.
All right, that's not. It's not. It's a different video. Okay, so no, that video didn't even show black people. That's a non-story. That's a fake story. I call bullshit. I call bullshit woke internet shit on that story.
Bullshit.
Bullshit woke internet shit. Bullshit woke internet shit. Bullshit woke internet shit.
I'll tell you, I would have been pretty quickly to side with you, Lewis, that this is all bullshit until Jamar had Black Baby get into his phone.
Look, there's a fucking fly flying over this nigga's eye and shit. Man, I...
We're Sally Struthers.
This podcast races and I love it.
We have flies flying around Black Baby.
We've trained, flies to fly around Black Baby.
Do you have any idea the amount of hours
into racism that we have?
For the price of a cup of coffee, Black Baby can stop washing their clothes in rhinoceros shit.
Yeah. All right. Look. Look. We got to get out of here soon. But I'm going to London. I wanted to figure out what I've never been to England before. I'm going to London, Manchester, Glasgow.
Try some of their bland food. Give a hand job to a guy with an uncircumcised dick. Get a blow job from a girl with several missing teeth. And I think that's all of it.
Clean a chimney.
Clean a chimney for sure. Have a spoonful of sugar.
And don't forget to visit that leaning building.
And then go to the leaning building.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
Yeah. Hail Hitler at Auschwitz.
Oh, and BBC is out there.
I will see some BBC.
Also, check out some BBC while you're there, the local BBC.
You've been to England, right?
Yes, I have.
What should I do in England? What would you say for me? You know me. What would be the thing?
I told you, hop on the color buses. Right.
No,
like
but
the buses have the
knowing Lewis, what would be the thing to do? All right, get lost, get furious, go to Starbucks, threaten to fight them,
yell at a cab driver on the different side of the car.
It's dude. Have you ever yelled at a cab driver sitting in the back
to
left
right?
To the right? To the
right,
front
dude?
Right?
On that's going to be a mind blow for you. You're probably going to be like, oh, it's like starting all over again. It's like my
that's
first
what's
going
to happen.
Like, hey, how about I fucking beat the shit out of you right here? I'm sorry, dude. Will you move over to that seat right now? I'm not really good.
No, that's what's going
to
happen.
I said, take me to Parliament, motherfucker.
I'm going to sit down in the car and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Why are these seats all fucked up? Why are you sitting on that side of the car?
Yeah.
Are you trying to fight me, motherfucker?
Hey, you piece of shit. Why is your steering wheel on the right?
Oh, you're just going to drive down the wrong side of the street, are you?
Dude, hop on one of those bus lines.
I'm not hopping on a double-decker bus, fucking tourist.
You should go fuck with those the guards who aren't supposed to move.
Dude, I guarantee you I can get the guards to talk to me.
No, I guarantee you can get the guards to arrest you.
I'll tell you what, without a doubt, I say
I would
the
laugh
time.
In the faces of those giant dorks if they tried to arrest
me. Oh, shit, turns out they're strong.
No, real police will come grab you. I say you try to put a cigarette in their mouth and spin kick it out. I'm just saying,
you've
if
been
I
training.
Were you, I wouldn't do that, but if I were you, you're training.
No, I wouldn't do that because I couldn't pull it off, but you could pull that
they
off.
They can't say anything, right?
Oh, yeah,
nope.
No, totally.
Is that a thing still? Can they not say anything?
I'm pretty sure they'll break character and beat the shit out of you.
No way. I'm going to go right up to them. That's going to be the one thing I do in London is I go to the guards outside of that whore queen's castle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking...
Rub your ass crack up and down their staff.
I'm going to look right in their fucking face and I'm going to fucking...
their staff.
And don't they carry a staff?
No, they have bayonets.
I thought it was a staff.
Right?
Lewis is either going to go to jail or end up in the royal family.
It's honestly true. At
the end of
you
this.
Could be. I'll be
guys,
honest.
I'm fucking the princess.
Yeah. Hey, you guys remember Fergie? She loves it.
I'm very excited to go. I'm the shows. I'm only doing one night of like headlining shows while I'm there, but it's gonna be a little preview. I think I'm gonna go back to Europe this spring and summer because I got a lot of people telling me they're excited to come out.
Hell yeah!
Well, where in Europe are you thinking for the summer?
Well, definitely
like all over.
I'm gonna go back to the UK and visit the other places that I haven't. But like Amsterdam, probably. I think we got some fans there. Germany, wherever I could find Nazis.
Oh,
real Nazis.
Argentina, I think. Argentina's broken.
Yeah, or in this audience and shit.
Come on, Jamar. What the fuck?
Him right there.
Who?
That nigga. No.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right about
all
that.
All right, you got you lucky on that one. Sure. Sure, that pick was accurate.
Yeah, that is racist road worker orange. You're wrong. How did this hot when the black guys always hold the sign?
How did this hot chick get into us? This is crazy.
Her face is perfect, dude.
Right?
She's like pee on me fine.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
Hey, do you shit on niggas?
No, dude.
And by niggas, I mean people, just men.
I'm telling you, she got fingered by a babysitter or some shit like that. Uh-oh. Right? Something?
Yeah, can we
get dramatic
perfect
music?
Can you give me some dramatic music, Bobby?
Give me some dramatic music, Bobby. We're going to get to the bottom of why this hot chick likes this show. It's impossible. What happened here?
Her boyfriend God got a ponytail. He can fight.
That's not dramatic music, Jay.
Just as dramatic. No.
Every morning there's a something in my soul.
Is that grimacing in that?
Hey, every morning there's a something.
Go ahead.
So really hot Dominican chick. Did your dad touch you?
No.
Wow.
Lewis, ask her if anybody touched her, though. Ask her if somebody touched her. Somebody got it.
Sorry. Give me the dramatic music.
Bobby, will you drag me, please?
Really hot Dominican chick. Did anybody touch you?
I'm Venezuelan and no.
She's Venezuelan and no! Oh, yeah.
The age of consent in Venezuela is 9. Ask her if she got fucked at 9.
She says,
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
The capital city of the Dominican Republic.
That is true.
Oh, Venezuela. I love Mexico this time of year.
It's pretty wild.
Venezuela, the French Riviera. Am I right?
That's tight.
Jamar Neighbors, thank you so much for being
here. One of the best in the biz.
Thank you.
One of the best in the biz, everybody. Make sure you check him out and follow his shit. He is hilarious.
I'll also be at Skankfest in 2 months.
Heck yeah, you will. Skankfest coming up real soon, everybody. We will catch you later this week on the Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.